Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. How should a born-again, Bible-believing Christian deal with the issue of critical race theory? That's the headline David James, Bible in Hand, comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, can you give us a definition and help us to understand some of what it really means?
Well, an article on thehill.com put it this simple way. Critical race theory is an academic theory created to explain the relationship between race, racism, and power, and its byproduct, social inequality. So, Jimmy, to go a little deeper, critical race theory, or CRT, is a movement of civil rights scholars and activists in the United States that actually originated in the 70s in writings and then as a movement in the 80s, but it's only recently gained a lot of traction in media and politics and society as a whole. So the idea is that it seeks to critically examine United States law as it connects with social and cultural issues related to race and racism in an attempt to achieve what its proponents see as racial justice in this country.
So then, David, from a Christian perspective, what would you say are some of the biggest reasons to be concerned about critical race theory in general?
Well, I found an op-ed on the ArkansasOnline.com website that was written by two Christians who had some very smart and insightful things to say. Let me just share a few quotes from the article. It says, critical race theory has critical errors. By simplistically reducing evil to power dynamics and external social realities, CRT denies moral agency and the redemptive potential of entire groups of people because of their racial identity. And then it said, like the postmodernism that birthed it, critical race theory can be considered a worldview. And finally, it says, if we don't want unbiblical explanations of life and justice sweeping through the church or culture, we better make sure we communicate and embrace the full ramifications of Christian truth for society. So, Jimmy, to put it simply, critical race theory seeks to reinterpret and rewrite history and to reframe social cultural issues by distorting biblical truth and even denying absolute truth in order to advance a false narrative and a subversive agenda that I think is destroying this country and undermining the Christian principles that are its foundation.
David James, Bible in Hand, explaining how Christians must deal with the critical race theory. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. All of life's decisions must be based upon God's Word and the principles of the Bible. According to Genesis chapters 5 and 10, there is only one race, the human race, beginning with Adam and Eve and or Noah and his wife. That's God's word on the issue of race. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...